Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Wednesdays at 1:20, Mark Schlereth joins the show. He's our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Obviously talking a lot about what's going on with the Falcons, specifically their quarterback. And it's a unique spot that they find themselves in. How do you think that they should handle what's going on right now with Kirk Cousins?
Well, I mean, you know, four picks, some ugly picks last week. Obviously, that's never a good thing. But, you know, I mean, I look at this right now. You're still in first place in the division. You've got, you know, even though Tampa is, I think, tied with you on record-wise, you've beat them twice. So, like, you've got the tiebreaker situation on there. But, you know, I think you got to continue to play Kirk Cousins. But eventually, you know, if it continues to turn the ball over, then you got to make a decision. But at this point, I think you still start the veteran quarterback, and he's had some unbelievable games, as we all know. But for them to be sitting 6-6 right now just doesn't feel right. It feels like they should be better than that.
Hey, Stink, didn't you call the Buccaneers game last weekend?
Yeah, I did.
What did you think about them? I mean, obviously, Carolina and everything, Bryce Young's playing well. But as a team, I mean, because of the fact that you're saying they're tied with each other, and we know the schedule going further – that Tampa's is a little easier than the Falcons. What did you think about Tampa right now where they are also?
Yeah, well, I said it last week on television. I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the team that's going to race through the end of the division. They had the easiest league, easiest schedule left at the NFC. You know, they've got one game, I think, against a winning record. I think they're playing the Chargers. Yeah. So, listen, you know what? They had played last week, notwithstanding, because they didn't play very well last week, but they had played pretty well the previous couple of weeks. And Baker had played clean. And, you know, last week against Carolina, he turned the ball over a couple times, a couple of questionable throws. But when he needed to play really well at the end of the game, then in overtime, he did. So, you know, it was really interesting to me because I just thought that Todd Bowles would light him up, like bring all kinds of pressure and light up the young quarterback in Bryce Young. He really didn't do it, which I just assumed he was going to. So that was kind of quirky as well. It just was one of those games that, you know, didn't feel right. It didn't feel like they played to the best of their ability by any stretch of the imagination. But you guys know this. Like, not playing well and finding a way to win says something about your football team, because there are going to be those weeks where you just don't have – you're not playing on adrenaline, and you don't line up and play very well and all those things. And they did that. You know, they still found a way to win an overtime game. So it's still – wins are hard to come by in this league, so it's still pretty impressive.
We literally had that conversation 10 minutes ago about Georgia as we were talking about the college football playoff. Being around the Panthers a little bit and seeing how Bryce Young's playing now, what's the feeling there with him? Obviously not a great start to the year, but it's been playing better lately.
Yeah, I think there's some excitement about Bryce Young. You know, when you talk to the players, they're all like, dude, he spoke to us after, you know, that Kansas City game. He called the team up and talked to him in the locker room, and they were pretty excited about it. They were pretty excited about him. And, you know, players are funny that way because if it's coming from a guy that nobody respects in the locker room, they all kind of roll their eyes and like, yeah, whatever, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But they're pretty excited about him. So there's definitely a feeling of, man, everybody really likes him and would love to see him excel. And I think the humility of, I've been benched, and man, it's, you know, it's humiliating, one. And then if you really look at yourself critically and say, okay, let me look at, you know, what I'm doing. And you know, I go back through my, you know, my own career and go out at that time, as humiliating as it was, and it probably wasn't deserved. But I look at it and go, there are some things I could have done better. There are some things I could have been cleaner on. And so I just took the opportunity to make sure that, you know, I fixed those things, and then thinking to myself, that's never going to happen to me again. When I get my starting job back, and I will, that will never, ever happen to me again. I'll never get beat out again or make a coaching staff feel like they need to bench me. And, you know, Bryce Young went through that. Like, he told me, hey, man, I just came back to work like I was starting, and I prepared like I was starting. I tried to crush our defense and scout team when I was doing the scout team stuff. And then on the sideline during the games when Andy Dalton was starting the games, I was taking every rep mentally. I was playing the game from the sideline. How could I be a good teammate to Andy Dalton? How could I help him? And really help, you know, really helped him, you know, in kind of, I'm paraphrasing his comments, but it really helped him kind of learn the offense at a deeper level. And you've seen that, man, throwing the first guy's open. If he's open, he's throwing it. First guy, second down, get the check down. Like, he's going through it quickly, and he's getting the ball out of his hands quickly. And that's where he has just dramatically improved here over the course of the season.
Hey, they're going up. They're talking about the Falcons. They're going up to Minnesota this weekend, and obviously they're 10-2. How believable of a 10-2 team are they?
Yeah, well, they're finding ways to win. There's no question. And you know, and they're one of those teams. We always used to say this with teams that blitzed a lot when I was playing. You know, live by the blitz, die by the
right.
blitz. And we hope you blitz us because we're going to cut you up. And because we were always a good run team and always a good protection team, you know, so we had a plan for that kind of stuff. Minnesota plays that way. You know, they're going to bring pressure. That's what they do. That's what Brian Flores does. And if you know how to pick it up, well, you can survive and you can do some good things. The other thing is, if you understand how to run into blitzes or run away from blitzes or understand how to run in the blitz game, when that happens, man, you get, you know, 8-yard gains become 38-yard gains because there is not a second line of defense when you're blitzing. And so there are some wide open lanes if you can beat the initial blitz. And, you know, it's funny. I just remember going back to teams that try to play us that way when I was in Denver. And it may be a 1-yard gain, 3-yard gain, 2-yard gain, 1-yard gain, you know, 5-yard gain, 1-yard gain. 48-yard breakout, you know, because all of a sudden they get out of their gap assignment or guy fires and he gets a little too wide and there's a cutback and there's no second line of defense anymore. So those things are big. You know, those things can be really big if you know how to execute and you really do a good job of your execution against that blitzing type of defense.
Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can find Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, grocery store. Add a little extra deliciousness and flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Let's talk about Sam Darnold specifically, having a really nice year, best year of his career. What have you seen from him that's led to him playing like this?
Well, I saw it last year. I did the last two games of the 49ers last year, back-to-back weekends with the 49ers. And so I spent not only time talking to Sam because he started week 18, but I spent time on week 17 and week 18 talking to him Sunday before the game. And probably 20 minutes each time just chatting it up and then talking to Kyle Shanahan about it. And Sam Darnold last year had an opportunity to go to several different places to play. And he had a chance to go and compete for a starting job. And he chose him down, he chose to turn those things down and go to San Francisco, where Kyle Shanahan said, hey, we're not going to pay you as much as those other places. And, oh, by the way, you're not going to have a chance to compete for a starting job. You can compete with Trey Lance, but you can't compete with Brock Purdy. And Sam Darnold said, listen, man, I need to learn how to play football. And so Kyle told me, he's like, listen, he came to the Jets, and when he got drafted by the Jets, Jeremy Bates was the offensive coordinator. Jeremy Bates was Peyton Manning's guy. So he's like, you come in as a rookie and you're trying to run Peyton Manning's offense. And he goes, there's only one person in the history of the National Football League who can run Peyton Manning's offense, and that's Peyton Manning.
Right.
And so that's what he was saddled with. And then he went to Matt Rhule in Carolina, who runs a collegiate style of offense. So until Matt Rhule got fired in Carolina and Steve Wilks took over, that's when they installed a progression passing offense. It was the first time. It was year three or four for him. So he'd never been in a true pro-style NFL offense. So when he went to the San Francisco last year, he was like, man, I just need to learn how to play. And so he humbled himself, and he went in there and knew that he wasn't going to get an opportunity to compete for a starting job. And he's like, I just need to learn. And I'm telling you what, from Brock Purdy to Kyle Shanahan to Brian Greasy, everybody said the guy was absolutely amazing, and he was going to be a big-time player this year. And you know, it's come to fruition for him. He's playing really well. He's played really well all season long. And, you know, they're sitting at 10-2 right now, which is incredible because nobody thought that would happen.
What do you think the Bears should do? Because, I mean, obviously, you know, it comes off of a – I think a lot of us said Thursday after that play was like, he's fired, right? To my Eberflus, and obviously a good friend of mine, Thomas Brown, is taking over interim. But what do you think they should do in a case where their GM and their owner comes out and says, this is going to be the most desirable job, coveted job out there right now?
Yeah, well, I think one, he's probably right. I mean, you look at, you got a young quarterback who everybody thinks could be a superstar. You got a lot of, you know, offensive talent around that guy. And then defensively, they've got a lot of young talent. So I think it is a good job from that aspect. I think you need to hire an offensive coach there, right? Somebody that is going to be there for the long term and really work well with Caleb Williams. And I think that's, you know, that's a must right there. And then you look at them, they've got a ton of cap room. And, oh, by the way, they've got three picks in the first 51 picks of the draft. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you can go O-line, O-line, O-line if you wanted to.
Right.
You know, and really build that aspect of your football team because that's one of their biggest weaknesses. So that looks like a team to me that is a spot that, you know, anybody would love to coach. And then you look at Chicago and say, okay, you know, Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of Detroit, who's been absolutely outstanding the last couple of years, that dude is, you know, turned down jobs last year. He had the head coaching jobs and turned them down. So you could, you know, at the same time of going out and getting a great offensive coordinator that would pair really well with your young quarterback, you could also weaken Detroit at the same time. Like, that just seems like it's like a dream come true. It seems like it's too easy, so probably means it won't happen. But I think Chicago's – I think that's a really, really good job.
Thanks, Nick. Last one. Let me get you – because I wanted to get your thought process. I saw some of your clips on the whole Trevor Lawrence thing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at some point I look at Aziz Alshire, and I'm like, what are you supposed to do as a defender? Just let the guy get a first down? And, you know, we all talk about headhunting, and we slow it down, to super, super slow motion and all this kind of garbage. And I showed on Breakfast Ball, the show that I'm on FS1 every morning, 8 to 10 Eastern, Trevor Lawrence running down the sideline against Kansas City, start to slow up and then blast the DB, just absolutely flat back him,
yep.
You know, and get the first down. And so, you know, as a player, I mean, what a quarterback, he's 6'4", he's 245 pounds, or 6'5 and 240, or whatever it is. So they show those clips, right, and say, hey, man, if this guy gets to the sideline, protect yourself. Go ahead and blast him. This guy goes to the first down, he may run you over on first down. So, yeah, Alshire has seen all those clips, right? Mm-hmm. And so you wait, like, you can't have, in my opinion, you cannot have the protection of the slide and also fight for first downs. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what a defender is supposed to do. Just let you truck him? Yeah, baloney. I'm gonna let you truck him. And so I didn't have any problem at all. Like, hey, listen, it's vicious. It's a vicious game. We all sign up for it. We all play it. Like, we understand it's a vicious game. But when I hear people talk about intent to injure,
right.
And like, shut up. You have no idea what the intent is. You have no idea what it's like at that position, the moment of truth, when you're like, uh-oh, I'm fighting for a first down. If you don't want your quarterback to get hit like that, stop calling designed runs. And if you don't want your quarterback to get hit like that, stop fighting for 2 extra yards so you can make a first down and get your ass down before you get hit. Tom Brady said it yesterday, and I thought it was great. It should not be on the defender to protect the offensive player.
Right, I agree.
Protect yourself. Mm-hmm. Like that's on you. So I didn't have any problem with the hit. I really didn't. And you know, I thought it was unfortunate, and guys get hurt, and that's too bad. But there's 100% likelihood when you play in the National Football League or any level of football, you're getting hurt. I mean, it just is. The way the game works, and we sign up for it. So it didn't, you know, I hate that he got fined or suspended for 3 games because I think that's BS. And, you know, and John Runyon is hilarious.
Yes.
John
yes. Runyon, yes, he is.
Certainly one of the dirtiest players in football. So, and I love him. I love John. He's a friend of mine, but I'm like, come on, dude, really?
You're a little extra in the language, it felt like. Hey, Mark, great stuff as always. Thank you.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.